بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكروا اسم الله على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة، أو كما قال عليه السلام، صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Let us all recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa Barik wa Sallim. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala Habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Amma ba'd. Respected elders and dear brothers and all who are listening on the audio streaming, we have now entered the season of the Hajj, and we are seeing the Hujjaj responding to the invitation directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every Haji is first sent an invitation from Allah Rabbul Izzat before he can get accreditation on earth. His accreditation takes place first in the heavens, in the sky. And that is where the invitation emanates from. The invitation for Hajj comes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. O Ibrahim, announce the Hajj. Announce the Hajj. Ibrahim alayhi salam replied, O Allah, I am going to announce the Hajj here in a place where there is no human being, in this barren land. There is no human being here. Who is going to hear my invitation? Who is going to hear my call? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salam, your duty is to proclaim and our duty is to convey. And so Ibrahim alayhi salam proclaimed to the people, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. O people, come for Hajj, Baytullah. Come to the house of Allah for Hajj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the voice of Ibrahim alayhi salam to reach into a realm way beyond this world. And that was the realm of the souls. That was Alamul Arwah. And the message reached right into Alamul Arwah. And the people of Alamul Arwah, every soul that was in Alamul Arwah, heard this proclamation of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And as per their response at that time, it will manifest itself in the Hajj that they will do in their lifetime. And whoever said Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, the beautiful slogan of the Hujjaj, Allahu Akbar, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik, la sharika laka Labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. What a beautiful formula Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted unto the Hujjaj, that they cry out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. We are present, O our Lord. You invited us and we have responded. And here we are present. We are hazir. Mark the register that we are present. Like the ustad in the class will say, Ahmad, will say, Labbaik. Muhammad, Labbaik. Like that we are saying, Labbaik to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, mark our register present. We are present at your house. Write us down among the Hujjaj. And write us down amongst the Mu'tamirin. So the voice reached there, and whoever said labbaik and whoever responded, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them the opportunity of the Hajj Baytullah. There were those fortunate ones there who said the labbaik many, many, many times. And Allah ta'ala granted them many, many, many Hajj. It is reported about the great Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, that he had performed 55 Hajj in his lifetime. Allahu Akbar. 55 times he was there for Hajj Baytullah. Subhanallah, how fortunate are those souls that repeatedly said labbaik, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their labbaik and repeatedly took them for Hajj Baytullah. One of the great ulama of our recent past, none other than our own Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hafiz Makki rahmatullah alayhi, Allahu Akbar, performed more than 50 Hajj in his life. The one Hajj that he missed from the time he became baligh till the year of his demise was the Hajj when he was in Saharanpur in his final year of alim course by Ustad Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi. That was the one year that Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Hafiz Sahib missed his Hajj from the day he became baligh till the day he passed away. Every year, Allahu Akbar, he performed Hajj. These are those very fortunate ones. And they responded, and they said labbaik, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited them. And so the hujjaj of this year are those fortunate ones who responded to Allah's invitation and the proclamation of Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And so we find that they have now responded. Many have already reached there, and others are on their way there. And of course, there will be the delegation who will be representing the Ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at Baytullah this year. Al-Hajju wal-Ummaru wafdullah da'ahum fa'ajabuhu. They are the delegations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasa'aluhu fa'atahum. They are their delegation. They have been invited, and Allah has given them the opportunity. You ask and I will give. And so the Hujjaj have the wonderful opportunity of representing the Ummah and presenting on behalf of the Ummah in the royal court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and petitioning the highest authority in the universe, Allah Rabbul Izzat, on behalf of the Ummah, especially this Ummah that is struggling, and this Ummah that is suffering, and this Ummah that is broken and torn apart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted a golden opportunity to the Hujjaj, and the Ummah is highly expectant of the du'as of the Hujjaj, and that they will present the case before Allah Rabbul Alameen in the royal court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at Baytullah, and at Arafah, and at Mina, and at Muzdalifah, and all the places of the acceptance of dua, they will present the case of the Ummah unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not aware. Of course, He is fully aware of what is happening. He is in control of everything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also waits for His servants to do what they are supposed to do. The servants must carry out their responsibility and duty, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do what He has to do. The more people's du'as get accepted, the more the du'as that reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greater will be the possibility of the divine help and the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descending upon this very, very heartbroken and this very torn and the suffering and downtrodden Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Hajis will be there, and of course there are many of us who are desirous to go for Hajj. Which Muslim does not desire to go for Hajj? Those who have not been for Hajj, their desire is very intense. May Allah grant all Hajj mabrur. Every single person who hasn't been for Hajj, may Allah grant them all Hajj mabrur. Our Ameen is very weak also. Allah give us tawfiq to be a bit more vigorous even in our Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Hajj even to those who've already been for Hajj. That they go again and again for Hajj. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the virtue of following a Hajj with Umrah. And Umrah with Hajj. تَابِعُوا بَيْنَ الْحَجِّ وَالْعُمْرَةِ فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْفَيَانِ الْفَقْرِ وَالذُّنُوبِ كَمَا يَنْفِي الْكِيرِ خُبْثَ الْحَدِيدِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. Follow up the Hajj with Umrah and Umrah with Hajj. So Allah Rabbul Izzah grant us all to go over and over again. But in the meantime, those who are unable to go at this moment in time, because obviously there's only a limited number that can be accommodated in the Mashair and in Makkah Mukarramah in these days of Hajj. It is the million or two that will go. The rest of the billion Muslims, 2 billion Muslims around the world, is not possible for everyone to go at one time. But the rest of the Ummah can also be part of the Hajj, and they can also take the rewards of the Hajj without going. Subhanallah. How merciful, how kind, how generous isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the rest of the Ummah the opportunity to take the rewards of Hajj without even being there for Hajj. No visa required, no accreditation required, no ticket required, no accommodation required, no packages required, nothing. No passport required. All we have to do is certain good a'mal, and on the basis of those a'mal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the reward of an accepted Hajj. Being at home, we can get that reward. Obviously, that's not equivalent to the Hajj insofar as obligation is concerned. A person can't say, well, one of those a'mal, for example, is to read Ishraq Salah every day after we finish our Fajr Salah, and then sunrise, and after sunrise 15 minutes. A person who sits and remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and engages in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that duration till the sun rises, and 15 minutes approximately after sunrise, and then a person reads 2 rakats of Ishraq, then he will get the reward of hajjatin wa umratin, Hajj and Umrah. And in the narration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tammatan, 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 3 times. He said, you get the full, complete reward of Hajj and Umrah in lieu of 2 rakats of Ishraq Salah. But I want to clarify here, very important point, that remember, it will not be equivalent to actually doing the Hajj. Person can't say, well, now I got the reward of Hajj, so I don't have to go for Hajj. No, that's the reward is a different thing, and the obligation is a different thing. The obligation of Hajj will remain. It cannot be replaced by the reward of Hajj. You can get the reward of 100 Hajj, but if we didn't do our Farz Hajj, it will not replace the obligation of the Farz Hajj. We must get that clear. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us some beautiful a'mal, easy a'mal, simple a'mal, in which we can get the reward of Hajj. And what is the reward of Hajj? Oh, it's a big chapter by itself. We read Fadailul Hajj of Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi, very beautiful commentary also on the ahadith and the ayat and the ahadith of Hajj. Even if you are not going for Hajj, my dear brothers, even if you are not going for Hajj, I will still encourage everybody in this season, read Fadailul Hajj. Read the virtues of Hajj. Because it is so beautiful, and it will light up the heart, and it will kindle the flame of the love of the Haramain in the heart. And we may not be there physically with the Hajjis, but in heart and soul and spirit we will be there with them. And every moment our heartbeats will be with their heartbeat. When they will be in Arafah, we will feel like we are in Arafah. And when they will be in Muzdalifah, we will feel like we are in Muzdalifah with them. And when they are there at Rami at Jamarat, we will also feel that, Ya Allah, I wish I was there at this point in time. And when they are making Tawafu Ziyarat and they're making Sa'i, and every step of their Hajj, our hearts will be beating with their hearts. And our thoughts will be with their thoughts. And we will relive, many of us will relive the experience of our Hajj. So therefore, try to read the Fadailul Hajj even in these days. Even though we may not be going for Hajj, it is something that will light up the fire of the Harabay Sharifain. And there are other a'mal like that. One action that has been mentioned in a narration is that man ghada aw raha ila al-masjid, the person who goes and comes to the masjid and then he goes with the intention of learning something or teaching something, then he will get the reward of a Hajj. This is in the Hadith Sharif. Person goes to the masjid for salah, but he goes with an additional intention that I'm going to the masjid to learn something, or he's going to the masjid to teach something, he will get the reward of Hajj for that going to the masjid and coming from the masjid. Allahu Akbar. And this emphasizes to us the importance of learning in the environment of the masjid, and having some dars in the masjid, and having some class in the masjid, having some lecture or lesson in the masjid, that we're getting the reward, we're not only just getting the benefit of increasing our knowledge, which is so important in Islam, but we are also getting the reward of a Hajj in the process. Allahu Akbar. And how important is it not, my dear brothers, in this day and age, to enhance and increase our knowledge? Many have only acquired the basic knowledge of Islam in the days when they were in the primary maktab. And from that point till now, there's been no formal class or lessons that they've attended. Are we content and happy with just that amount of knowledge? Or we need to enhance and increase that knowledge? That Allah's beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي ilma, O Allah, increase me in knowledge. The most knowledgeable. أُوتِيتُ عِلْمَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ, I've been given the knowledge of the past and the future. The knowledge of the nations of the past and the people of the future. Knowledge that is unsurpassed by any creation of Allah in this universe. That was the knowledge of Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to him in the Holy Quran, Qur Rabbi zidni ilma, O Allah, increase me in knowledge. Every time he was asking for an increase in knowledge. That should be the spirit of the believer. That should be the outlook of the believer. That should be the passion of the believer. That Allah, I want to increase my knowledge. I want to enhance my knowledge. May Allah give us that thirst for knowledge. May Allah make us thirsty. May Allah make us hungry for knowledge. For knowledge, Allah must make us thirsty and hungry. They have that desire for knowledge. And the best place, the environment of the masjid, we have opportunity. We're coming for salah, after salah, before salah. We can arrange, alhamdulillah, there are many learned people in our community, ulama in our communities. We can sit with them for few minutes before salah, after salah, learn the basics, revise even our masail, the simple maslas of wuzu, the simple masail of salah, the basic masail of deen, the shariat. And we will be surprised how many things we learn and how many things we had forgotten and how much we needed to refresh these things. We need in salah year after year, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years of our life. And we could be making the same mistake for 50 years. Why? Because we didn't take the trouble to learn, to improve. So the opportunities are there. Do some revision of what we learned in the past. There's beautiful books and textbooks and everything available. Everybody should concentrate on tajweed of Quran, learning the basics of recitation, correcting our makharij, correcting our pronunciation, correcting the certain rules and regulations of recitation of Quran. it is not difficult, it's not a lot. It is some basic knowledge. We're not saying go and become a sabah qari, an ashara qari. That's not for everyone. But the ordinary ummati has to have the knowledge that is compulsory. That basic level, entry level knowledge of tajweed, of Quran is so important. Yet we find that there's so much of negligence in that respect. There's hardly any people that are really making a concerted effort to learn or to teach. Allah forgive both parties. The duties of the ulama to extend their services and to be there for the ummah and to be willing to impart to the ummah and for the ummah to be willing to take and draw from the ulama. Till today we see, mashallah, in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, Allahu Akbar, what beautiful sights there we see, that halqas of Quran are taking place. Besides the young students who are doing tahfizul Quran and memorizing Quran and become hafiz, there are halaqat of Quran of elders, elderly people, going to rectify their recitation, going to correct their tajweed. The ustad is reading, the students are following. They're going to read to the ustad is rectifying them, correcting them. That kind of environment has to be created in all our masajid. That before salah, after salah, little halaqas, little groups, learning, teaching. And the reward? Reward is of an accepted hajj, Allahu Akbar. Besides the benefit of the knowledge that we will get. So dear friends, these are some of the actions. One, there are quite a number of such actions, but because of limitation of time. So I would like to conclude now by saying that we can be part of the Hajj, even though we are here, and though we cannot travel because of the limitations and restrictions, but we can still be part of the Hajj. Be with the Hujjaj. Be in the khidmah of the Hujjaj. Be there in support of the Hujjaj. When somebody is going for Hajj, visit them, encourage them, give them advice, give them some experiences, give them some points to ponder upon, give them some literature, give them encouragement, give them support. Offer your service to them. Don't worry, you are gone for Hajj. We are here. We will take care of your children. Or we take care of your house when you're gone. We will make sure that every day somebody is gone to check on your house, that nobody breaks in and so on. And whatever other assistance you require, we are here for you. And give some hadiah and gift to the Hujjaj. They will remember you there when they will use your gifts. They will remember you and they will say, Allah, this brother gave us, or this people gave us, this family gave us this thing. Look how handy it is, how helpful it is. Even if it is one packet of chevro. Because that's the famous snack of the Hajis. And it goes right to Arafat and Muzdalifah and Mina and everywhere. There's something easy to snack on. So nevertheless, what we're saying is that be there for the Hujjaj. Be supportive of the Hujjaj. Encourage the Hujjaj. Be in the background there. Be in contact with them. Send them nice posts and messages. There are beautiful posts about Hajj and encouragement for Hujjaj and advices for Hujjaj and so on. Give them the whatever gifts that are practical for their Hajj. MashaAllah, people give out medical packs and so many beautiful things they give. Even a little thing like a tawaf counter is such an important thing. Well, you don't have that, then you realize, oh, now I'm not gonna, I don't know how many, remember how many tawafs I've completed, how many rounds of tawaf I've completed. A simple thing like that. Little things, inshallah. And then when the Hujjaj are in the 5 days of Hajj, my dear brothers, be in touch with them. Request their du'as. Keep sending them messages. Yeah, I know how it is. When people are there in the 5 days of Hajj,
They're waiting. Whoever is sending requests,
their hands are going up because they want to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as the message comes, brothers put up their hands. Ya Allah, this person sent a message. So and so is sick. Ya Allah, give him shifa. So and so is wanting to get married. Ya Allah, get him settled. Get them married. Ya Allah, so and so is in financial trouble. Allah, so and so is in qarz and debt. Allah, remove their qarz, remove their debt. Whatever problems people are in, the hajis are just waiting, anticipating. Any message comes, let opportunity to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again. Flood the hajis with the messages of dua, and they will be happy, and they will have the opportunity to make dua by name for the people. By name they will make dua. And you know what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned? Allahumma fil lil hajj, wa liman istaghfara lahul hajj. Oh Allah, forgive the haji, and behalf of whomever the haji asks for forgiveness, forgive that person also. This is the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the haji. Allahu Akbar, what a beautiful dua. Haji's maghfirat is made by the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the ummah's maghfirat is made by the dua of the haji. It's a win-win-win situation for the whole ummah. When the hajis go for hajj, the whole ummah is the winner. Because everybody's maghfirat is made, du'as are accepted, people are gaining, people are winning, and there's so much of goodness, and the hajis go, and then they come back, inshallah, encourage them to transform their life, change their life. When they come back, they are changed people, and every changed Muslim for the better, every good Muslim is better for the ummah, it will benefit the ummah, it will strengthen the ummah, it will enhance the ummah, and that is what we need. Imagine 1 million people, 2 million people come back from Hajj every year, and they have transformed their life, and they have changed their life, and they've become closer to Allah Ta'ala, and they become more practicing on Islam. It means 2 million more people of this ummah on the right track. So imagine what a great benefit it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all the hujjaj Hajj Maqbool, Hajj Mabrool, grant them ease in their travel, make it easy for them, accept their du'as, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as on behalf of the hujjaj. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.